The Willamette failure was practically a non-event. It was, you go back and look at the press reports at the time, it was below the fold if it was even on the front page. You know, it was by far the largest bank failure in history, and it was barely a blip given everything else that was going on. I think to the extent, Lehman really was the destabilizing event. I think to the extent the WaMu failure was related to Wachovia, it was because what brought WaMu down, all these non-traditional loans on the West Coast, you know, Wachovia had the same kind of stuff on its books because of its Golden West acquisition. So I think that did, there might have been a connection there. But in terms of, you know, the WaMu failure itself, the resolution itself, it was, I'm very proud of that. It was handled very smoothly. And it was not destabilizing at all. It was almost a non-event. We were amazed at, the press coverage on it, and we were glad that the press coverage, was not particularly pronounced. I mean, obviously it was covered, but not in a way that was, inflammatory or provocative, and it was very smoothly handled because we had a whole bank acquirer that protected all the deposits. And I think, if anything, that helped the system, didn't hurt it.